In testing times come opportunities. For Dan Parsons, a founding partner at the UK's largest electric bike business, the shadow cast by the pandemic was a chance to get people out of their vehicles and try a greener, more cost-effective way of getting around. It paid off, but...
What's happened is demand has gone up enormously for alternative means of transport, like the electric bike, and supply has just fallen through the floor. Our costs as a business have grown enormously as well. We've seen rent increases, and there are costs associated with that.
Across the country, businesses are feeling the pressure. In 2020, shoe designer Kat McConey overcame financial challenges by focusing on e-commerce. But now her business has to navigate those soaring shipping costs affecting global trade.
We're looking at about 35 to 40% in some cases on last year's costs, which, you know, really significantly eats into our margin. So we're actually bringing all our stock in from China at the moment, but we're actually looking to move some of our manufacturing to Spain to sort of eliminate some of that extra shipping costs.
While businesses are seeing huge increases in the cost of materials, many of those that can't afford to absorb those costs are having to pass them on to the consumers, have less cash to spare, and with many of them also having to make serious choices about what they need to cut back on, such as food or fuel. As energy costs rise, so too have food prices, pushing inflation up to a 40-year high, with the Bank of England predicting it will get worse before the end of the year.
People are already working hard, people already have jobs, and they still can't find a way to make ends meet, and that's where we are before these energy prices started to increase. You know, the problem inside the UK economy over a much longer period of time has actually been that people have been doing the right thing, but unable to pay the bills.
With the cost of living outstripping wage growth in the UK, there is already enormous pressure on households. But as the summer turns to autumn, further challenges await. The Bank of England predicts inflation will increase before the end of the year. Just when the cap on fuel prices is set to increase, seeing a massive rise in energy bills, leaving many fearing a winter of discontent and a government faced with difficult decisions on how to deal with the oncoming storm. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.